Colleagues, we have a full gallery and an empty floor. Would senators please come down to the Senate floor for our 2 p.m. session? All senators, please, to the Senate floor. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Kinella, De Leon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lada, Leyva, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Colleagues, a quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Bates.
Let us center ourselves in God's presence. Gracious and loving Creator, we pray for renewed hope in our ability to mend the brokenness of our world. Because in the words of Denise Levertov's poem, Beginners, we have only begun to love the earth. We have only begun to imagine the fullness of life. How could we tire of hope? So much is in bud. How can desire fail? We have only begun to imagine justice and mercy. only begun to envision how it might be to live as siblings with beast and flower, not as oppressors. Surely our river cannot already be hastening into the sea of non-being. Surely it cannot drag in the silt all that is innocent. Not yet, not yet. There is too much broken that must be mended, too much hurt we have done to each other that cannot yet be forgiven. We have only begun to know the power that is in us if we would join our solitudes in the communion of struggle. So much is unfolding that must complete its gesture. So much is still in bud. Amen. To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you to our school kids for that recitation of the pledge. Thank you all. Senator Bates, for what purpose?
For the purpose of introductions.
Without objection.
It's my pleasure to introduce my business of the year owners, Joshua and Rebecca Van Orden with the Oceanside Therapy Group and residents of the 36th Senate District, standing in the back here.
And a welcome to Senator Bates, Small Business of the Year. Congratulations to you.
They have with them their office manager, who is Alfonso Solis, standing there with them. The great team. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us. All right, if we could quiet it down in the back there, if you would. We will go to privileges of the floor. Under privileges of the floor, Senator Mendoza, do you wish to proceed? All right, 1 minute there. Senator Pan, are you prepared to proceed? Not yet, all right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on condition, or I should say, under privileges of the floor? Senator Mendoza at the
PT's desk.
Presiding PT's desk. At the PT's desk, Senator Mendoza.
Thank you,
Senator
Madam President.
Mendoza.
Thank you, Madam President, members. I'm here to present SCR 47. SCR 47 proclaims June 10th 2017 as Portugal Day in the state of California.
Senator Mendoza, let's have the secretary please read, and then you can do your presentation. We're going to start, colleagues, we're going to start with SCR 47. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 47 by Senator Mendoza relative to Portugal Day.
Senator Mendoza.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I'm here to present SCR 47, which proclaims June 10th as Portugal Day in the state of California. June 10th is an important day for Portugal because national literary icon Luís de Camões died on that day. Luís de Camões is widely considered the greatest poet in the history of Portugal, and his famous poem, Os Lusíadas, which celebrates the discovery of a sea route to India by Portuguese explorer Vasco da Gama, is often regarded as Portugal's national epic poem. It is for these reasons that we are flying the flag of Portugal up in the podium this afternoon in honor of the achievements and great cultural heritage of the Portuguese Americans here in our great state. The Portuguese community has contributed much to our state in the fields of business, medicine, technology, and politics. Additionally, their positive influence over our agricultural industry has been substantial, especially in the area of dairy production. Portuguese immigrants began arriving in the United States relatively in large numbers beginning in 1870. Many of the immigrants that settled in California originally migrated to work on farms and American whaling ships. Today, California is one of the largest populations of Portuguese Americans living in the United States. There are over 400,000 people of Portuguese heritage in our great states, which is a sizable community in Northern and Southern California. In 2016, California was the fourth largest U.S. state exporter to Portugal, exporting 60 million of goods. California is also the second largest U.S. state importer of goods from Portugal, with 305 million of goods imported in 2016 alone. Today, we celebrate the spirit and courage and self-determination of the people of Portugal in pursuit of liberty, freedom, and happiness. And with that, members, I respectfully ask for your vote and support for SCR 47.
Thank you, Senator Mendoza. Is there any debate or discussion on this item? Any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Aye. Bradford. Aye. Canella. Aye. De Leon. Aye. Dodd. Aye. Fuller. Aye. Gaines. Aye. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. I Wesso, I Jackson, I Lada, Leva, McGuire, I Mendoza, I Mitchell, Monning, I Morlock, Morrell, I Newman, I Wynn, I Nilsson, Pan, I Portantino, I Roth, Skinner, aye. I Stern, aye. I Stone, aye. I Vidak, Wykowski,
aye.
I Wiener, aye. I Wilk, aye. Wilk, aye.
Please call the absent members.
Lada, Leva, Mitchell, Morlock, Nilsson, Roth, Vidak, aye.
Aye.
Ayes 34, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Colleagues, if I could ask everyone please to take your seats. We have some introductions to be made, some dignitaries to acknowledge. So if you could all please take your seats. If you could all please take your seats. If you could all please take your seats. Senator. Thank you, Senators. Senator Mendoza, please introduce your guests.
Thank you, Madam President. It would bring me great pleasure to introduce the great Consul General of Portugal, Mr. Nuno Mathis. He's out of San Francisco. Consul General Mathis holds a degree of law from the Autonomous University of Lisbon and a postgraduate degree in European Studies from Catholic University of Lisbon. Mr. Mathis has served in this position since 2012 and has provided invaluable service to our community. He is a credit to his country and an asset to the United States. I am also honored to have on the Senate floor a few of the Assembly members here. We have Assembly Member Rudy Salas, and we also had Assembly Member Cecilia Aguiar Curry, who is actually half Portuguese, but she's not here right now, but she was here earlier. I wanted to introduce her. We have a few special guests that are in here joining our Consul General, and that is the Mayor of Artesia, Mr. Ali Sajad Taj. We have Josh Pedrosa, Council Member for the City of Merced. We have Mr. Dominique Farina, Council Member of the City of Patterson. Mrs. Carol Dutra Vernacci, Mayor of Union City. And we also have John and Cynthia Martins, who's joining us here. He's the Honorary Consul General of Portugal in Los Angeles. And also Mr. Paulo and Andrea Menezes. He's an attorney in my home city of Artesia. And with that, I also want to mention that I don't know if you know this, colleagues, but our good senator, Mr. Henry Stern, is actually half Portuguese. So I want to make sure that we acknowledge that we do have a Portuguese senator as well. So
is it looks like he just found that out, too, with that surprised look on his face.
So with that, members, I want to thank you again for your attention and honor our great guests here from Portugal. And please join me in the back and taking a picture with them. Thank you so much.
A warm, warm welcome to our distinguished guests from the great nation of Portugal. Senator Allen, for what purpose, sir? Can we please have the microphones for Senator Allen?
Yes.
Thank you.
Just want to take a moment to recognize a wonderful group of eighth graders who are here with their teacher, Paula Epstein. And they're from today's Fresh Start Charter School, which is on Crenshaw Boulevard in LA in the Park Mesa Heights area. And the school was founded by a pair of constituents of mine, live in Beverly Hills, the Parkers. They're a fantastic couple who care a great deal about education. And their students are here today learning about the legislative process and having an opportunity to see us in action here in the Senate. So I'd love to give our wonderful eighth graders a warm Senate welcome.
How about a warm?
Stand up. A warm welcome.
A warm welcome to our guests.
Awesome.
And they do a mean pledge of allegiance too.
I saw that.
I saw that.
Okay. Colleagues. Colleagues, there we go. All right, if we could again try to get some quiet in the House. Quiet in the House. We've got a couple more introductions. We will start. Senator Allen, we've got some introductions. If we could have everybody please take your seats. It's particularly noisy today. We do have a few more introductions to make, and if everyone would please take their seats. Senator Newman, Senator Anderson, If you could please take your seats. Take a seat then, any seat you like. That's not got someone in it, obviously, but we're going to go now to Senator Pan. Senator Pan, for what purpose, sir?
Thank you. To take up SCR 31, please, and then do a presentation.
All right, colleagues, we're going to go to SCR 31, item 17. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate concurrent resolution 31 by Senator Pan relative to California Transverse Myelitis Awareness Day.
Senator Pan.
Thank you, Madam President, Senators. Today I rise to present SCR 31, which raises awareness on transverse myelitis, or TM. With an estimated 1,400 new cases diagnosed in the United States each year, this disease is not widely recognized. Transverse myelitis is a devastating condition that can cause loss of spinal cord function, lower back pain, muscle weakness, and other sensory and cognitive losses. Experts believe that in many cases, transverse myelitis is caused by an infection that can lead to an indirect autoimmune attack on the spinal cord. Only one-third of those with transverse myelitis make an almost full recovery, while majority of the patients sadly deal with severe symptoms or even complete paraplegia or quadriplegia and possibly death. Because transverse myelitis is so rare, it is often overlooked. Therefore, SCR 31 recognizes June 6th as Transverse Myelitis Awareness Day in the hopes of bringing more attention to this rare disease and encouraging more scientific research to help individuals living with transverse myelitis. I respectfully ask for an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Pan. Is there any debate or discussion on this item? Any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, is there any objection to substituting a unanimous roll call? Seeing and hearing none, ayes 34, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Senator Pan.
Thank you, Madam President, Senators. I want to thank you again for your support for SCR 31. And as we celebrate Transverse Myelitis Awareness Day, it is an honor to introduce a few guests here to the floor. First, I'd like to welcome back former Senator Patrick Johnston, who first approached my office with this resolution and introduced me to our wonderful advocates today. We have Sandy Ray, Anna Louise, you want to raise your hands? Sandy Ray, Anna Luisa Garibay-Valdez, and David Hilliard are advocates who live with transverse myelitis and help educate others on the disease. These individuals helped with the resolution and hope that we can continue to recognize and raise awareness of this rare disease. I would also like to give a quick shout out to their family members who are also here and to thank them for the support. And with that, please give a warm welcome to our advocates here on the Senate floor.
A warm welcome to our distinguished guests and a particular shout out to our former colleague, Senator Johnston. Thank you for being with us. All right, Senator Pan, I believe you have one more introduction to make. Colleagues, if we could give Senator Pan our attention at the PT's desk.
Thank you, Madam President. Senators, now normally when this group approaches, you hear the roar of drums and the snapping of the snare drums, but it's truly an honor to welcome the Grant High School drum line from my district. You may have heard them at my grad event when they performed fantastically out in the in the South Steps. They were founded in 2008 as an extracurricular program to help students tap into their musical nature while providing positive alternatives to help them overcome hardships and challenges. Led by James Van Buren, the drumline plays about 20 performances each month to help pay for equipment and travel. They have quickly gained state, national, and even global recognition. In 2014, they appeared on Jimmy Kimmel's Late Night Show with ABC's Good Morning America's host Robin Roberts, and 2015 on MTV. This is only a few of their many accomplishments. Grant High School serves one of Sacramento's poorest neighborhoods with low-ranked schools and drumlines, and the drumline's popularity has given the participants and entire campus community a strong dose of school pride. It's truly an honor to acknowledge your accomplishments today on the Senate floor. Please join me in congratulating the Grant High School drum line, and maybe we can give them applause to equal their drumming. Thank you.
Congratulations, and wonderful to have you with us. Thank you for joining us. Senator De Leon, do you wish to take up your item at this time? Colleagues, if you would please give attention to the President Pro Tem at his desk for his introduction. Colleagues, please give attention to the President Pro Tem. Senator Stern, please give attention to the President Pro Tem. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Madam President. Colleagues, if you remember sometime last year, we had then the General Counsel for the Republic of Mexico from Sacramento, the Honorable Alejandra Williams, who shared a few words with all of us in a very strong bipartisan fashion, because we had two of our Republican senators from Orange County who had a very long-standing, in fact, pre-existing relationship with her, before many of us had a relationship with Alejandra Williams back in the day when she was Consul General in Santa Ana. And regrettably, as you remember, she passed away, and may she rest in peace. She was a wonderful Mexican consul general. But today, in 2017, I am very pleased to welcome to the Senate floor, for her first official visit, the Honorable Liliana Ferrer, the newly appointed Consul General of Mexico in Sacramento. And while Ms. Ferrer has only been in her new posting a few weeks, she comes to us with an experience of wealth as well as knowledge. She has been a career Mexican Foreign Service diplomat officer since 1992, awarded prominent leadership roles including spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Director of United States Bilateral Relations. Throughout her distinguished career, Ms. Ferrer has served in numerous prestigious foreign posts in the embassy in Washington, D.C., in San Diego, in Los Angeles, in Guatemala City, and just most recently in Paris, France, where actually her two children right now are still in Paris, France, and will be coming to California shortly. It will be a drastic change from Paris to Sacramento when they come, but nonetheless, they will have a good time because she has roots here in our very own community. She is no stranger to the Sacramento area because she received her Bachelor's of Arts degrees in International Relations from the University of California at Davis, down the 80. She also completed her Master's in Pacific International Affairs at the University of California at San Diego, UCSD, where she was awarded a pre-doctoral fellowship at the Center for U.S.-Mexican Studies. And she spent a year at Harvard University as a fellow at the Weatherhead Center for International Affairs, conducting research on lobbying in the United States. For Ms. Ferrer, diplomatic service is, in fact, a family affair because her roots are here in Northern California, and they run deep. In the late 1970s, Ms. Ferrer's father also held the very same position that she holds today as the Consul General of our capital city. So we are truly welcoming her back to a very familiar place. Also, her mother, who is with us today too, who was, if you will say, the first lady back in the day for the Mexican consul in Sacramento, this is indeed welcoming back home. Now, it is clearly, colleagues, on both sides of the aisle, Republicans as well as Democrats, a critical time for relationships between California and Mexico. The necessity for open and frank lines of communication have never been more important. The State Senate continues to reach across the border, as we have done with delegations in a bipartisan fashion that have led to Mexico, both in 2015 as well as 2016, when we met with the President as well as Cabinet leaders to discuss our common mutual bonds. The new Consul General, through her deep knowledge of the issues confronting our state and our common interests, is sure to contribute positively to these efforts. A strong bond of friendship between California and Mexico will serve our communities now and well into the future. Colleagues, please join me in extending a very warm welcome to the new Consul General of Mexico to California, to Sacramento, the Honorable Liliana Ferrer. She'll share a few words with us, but let's give her a warm welcome, everybody.
A warm welcome to our new Consul General.
Madam President, as always been the custom and practice of the new Consul Generals of Sacramento, may she share a few words or two.
Without objection.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, President pro tempore, Kevin De Leon, for this very warm welcome. Thank you all for being here and for welcoming me to Sacramento. It truly is an honor and a privilege for me to serve as a representative of Mexico in this wonderful, wonderful city. As you have become aware, this is almost like home, so it is particularly special for me to represent my country and my people and to take my hands out and reach out to you on both sides of the aisle, both Democrats and Republicans, so that the relationship with Mexico can become yet stronger, we can get to know each other better, become more informed about what Mexico is and what California is, one for each other. The importance of our relationship has been historical in all aspects, in immigration, in security, in trade. We have a strategic partnership. We have to take good care of it. And I'm here to make sure that I work hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder with each and every one of you to make sure that that is for the benefit of all Californians, including Mexican Americans as well. Thank you so much for your warm welcome. I look very much forward to working with each and every one of you. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much and welcome.
As well as colleagues, just actually at 2:30, it's 2:38 right now, but as soon as we gavel down, we will have a reception for the Consul General in room 211. Please, in a bipartisan fashion, let's welcome her together again, probably in the next few minutes, in room 211. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator De Leon, and we look forward to the opportunity to say hello and work together. With that, are there any other privileges of the floor? Moving along then to messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Under motions, resolutions, and notices, members without objection, Joint Rule 62A will be waived for the Select Committee on Student Success to meet Wednesday, June 7th at 1:30 p.m. without 4 days' notice in the daily file. Under consideration of the daily file, under second reading, Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 41.
Second reading file will be deemed read. Under Senate third reading, we are at file item 12. Colleagues, we have on that third reading file item 12 through 19. And we'll wait just a moment for the photo to be, we're all set? All right, let's go then to file item 12, Senator Dodd. File item 12, pass on file. File item 13, Senator Mendoza, we have taken that up. File item 14, Senator Newman, pass on file. File item 15, Senator Atkins, pass on file. File item 16, Senator Stern, pass on file. File item 17, we've already dispensed with that item. File item 18, Senator McGuire. Do you wish to pass on file? File item 19, Senator Bates. Pass on file. We've now dispensed with the Senate third reading. Under Assembly third reading, we have file item 20, Senator Allen. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Concurrent Resolution 57 by Assemblymember McCarty relative to 529 College Savings Day.
Senator Allen.
Thank you, Madam President, members. I rise today to present ACR 57, which recognizes May 29th as College Savings Day. As you know, the cost of attending college is rising every year, and now we're asking young people to accrue an incredible amount of debt just to be able to afford a higher education. Student loan debt around the nation is now at $1.4 trillion nationally. And since the recession, we have increased higher education funding by a bit, but we know we have not gone anywhere near as far as we need to go. We're still spending, I think, about half of what we used to on the University of California, both in terms of real dollars and in terms of the percentage of the budget. And we know we have to go a lot further to address access and affordability. One thing that we can do is to highlight the importance of saving for college through 529 college savings plans. In 1999, California launched ScholarShare, which is a college savings program that allows funds to grow tax-free until they're withdrawn. And there are now 285,000 open accounts and more than $7 billion in assets helping many families save for college. So I'm asking members today to join me in continuing to support these plans by voting for ACR 57 and recognizing May 29th as College Savings Day in the state of California. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Senator Allen. Any debate or discussion on this item? Any debate or discussion? Is there any objection to substituting a unanimous roll call? Seeing and hearing none, ayes 33, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Returning colleagues to motions and resolutions, this is the time to adjourn in memory. If we have any adjourn in memory, Senator Newman followed by Senator Cannella.
I rise for purpose of introduction, Madam President.
Without objection.
I would like to introduce my 29th Senate District Small Business of the Year. In the gallery today is my small business honoree, Joe Rasich, and his son, Ben, who own and operate Craftsman Wood-Fired Pizza in Placentia. Craftsman Wood-Fired Pizza is distinguished not only for its quality of service, but Joe and his wife, Jennifer, have raised over $400,000 through their work on behalf of the Rotary and other noble causes. I would ask you to give them a warm welcome now. Welcome.
And welcome to the Small Business of the Year. Welcome. Wonderful to have you with us. Senator Cannella.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to adjourn in memory of Arthur Raymond Nutcher from Merced, who passed away on Friday, May 19th, at the age of 71. Art was born in Hillmar and was the fifth of six children to Mary and Raymond Nutcher. At the age of 10, Art moved from Hillmar to Merced after his father opened N&S Tractor Company at his first location near downtown Merced. After graduating Merced High School and Merced College, Art joined his father and older brother in the family business as a mechanic. Art continued to grow the business following the death of his brother and father to include seven stores in Northern California and throughout the Central Valley. Art was proud to carry on his father's legacy and to invest in Valley communities. In 2011, I was proud to recognize Art and N&S Tractor as the 12th Senatorial Business of the Year. Art is survived by his wife of 50 years, Stephanie, and his sons, Robert and Matthew, and daughter, Heather. Our thoughts and prayers are with the Nutcher family. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Cannella. And if you would make sure that you bring the name forward so that we can properly memorialize her passing. Senator Dodd.
Madam President and colleagues, I rise today in memory of my friend, Richard Ward. Richard passed away Saturday, May 27th at 67 years old. He was a very well-respected, well-liked, and dedicated member of the Napa Valley community. He served on the boards of directors of the California Wine Institute, the Napa Valley Vintners, the Napa Valley Opera House, the DeRosa Preserve, and the Tower Road Co-op. After studying enology at UC Davis and structural engineering at Tufts University, he began to work in the wine industry. In 1981, he and his business partner founded Saintsbury Winery, where they helped pioneer Pinot Noir as well as Chardonnay in the Canaros wine growing region. Richard helped grow the winery and distinguish it with a reputation for world-class wines. Richard was a lover of the arts, gardening, travel, and most especially, good friends and good conversation. Richard enjoyed hosting barbecues and sharing his wine and his encyclopedic range of knowledge with friends and with family. He is survived by his wife, Linda Reef, his children, Philippa Ward and Trent Ward, and his mother, Ella Gacy, and his sister, Normandy Fisher. Thank you, madam.
Thank you, Senator Dodd, and please extend our condolences to his family. Any other adjourn in memory? Any other adjourn in memory? Senator Hertzberg.
Thank you, Madam President. You know, in this institution, we often walk through the halls and people always say, Senator, Assembly Member, and they're familiar faces. And I rise to adjourn in the memory of one of those familiar faces who've been around this building for decades, Fred Pinal, who just recently passed away on May 20th at the age of 79. For those who don't know, he was born in Connecticut by Ruth and Colonel Roger F. Pinal. He received his arts and architecture degree from Princeton University, not bad apples. He went on to proudly serve this country as a Navy diving and salvage officer out of Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. After the Navy, he earned his JD in that little small school in Berkeley called Bolt Hall. Now it's called the Berkeley Law School. I think there's a couple of graduates on the floor of that university, that law school. 66, he joined the firm of Landis, Ripley, and Diamond in San Francisco. And in 1996, Fred and Mike Call founded Call Pinal Companies, are now known as KP. And he loved fast cars, fast motorcycles, and fast boats. He was a gentleman in this place. He was the old school with respect to advocating on behalf of those who he represented. He survived by his wife, Susan, of 56 years, his three daughters, Allison, Perrin, and Sarah, and his six granddaughters. I ask that we adjourn in his memory.
Thank you, Senator Hertzberg, and certainly a loss to our Sacramento community. Any other adjourn in memory? Are there any committee announcements? Seeing none, if there is no other business, Senator De Leon, the desk is clear.
Thank you very much, Madam President, colleagues. Welcome back. We have work to do this week. Obviously, we have assembly bills that have come our way. Our Senate bills that got off the floor are on the other side with our colleagues and friends over there. So we'll be working these measures in the policy committees and eventually the fiscal committee. So have a wonderful, productive day today. We will reconvene on Thursday at 9 a.m. Again, colleagues, please make it down through these doors, 10 yards down, make a left turn. You know, that may be a little hard for our Republican colleagues, but that's not too hard. You know, you can go around, make a right first, and come around 180 degrees, and there's a door, room 211 right there, and there's a reception, okay?
Thank you, Senator De Leon, and if there's food, I'm sure we can all find our way. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We reconvene on Thursday at 9 a.m.